Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach David Boucher, talking Royal Valley girls basketball. Panthers coming off a great home tournament last week with three victories, very hard-fought wins against all non-league competition. And three games in 3 days, that's a task within itself, Coach. But you beat Santa Fe Trail by 4, you beat Wabunsee by 13, and then Saturday win against Chapman 57-55 in overtime. So first place in your home tournament with three wins. Congratulations. And what really stood out, had to be pretty pleased overall with the way your girls competed, huh?
Yeah, just fantastic. You know, they really got after it. We had four straight games, three in the tournament and the one before against Hiawatha with over 40 team rebounds. And we out-rebounded the last three out of the last four opponents. You know, it just kind of shows the effort that we're playing, especially on the defensive end, and that's turning into offensive efficiency.
What players do you feel like maybe stepped up? Because I know you were minus, as you mentioned, your point guard through the last little stretch here. So obviously some other players had to step up, handle the ball, and do some different things for you, right?
There's just so many to mention. We've had four different leading scorers in the last four games without Alyssa.
That's great.
Kiara Blacksmith had 16 versus Hiawatha, played great, and then she's had a couple different double-digit games during the tournament. Kennedy Bryan is do it all. You know, she's top 10 in a lot of league categories. But she had 22 versus Santa Fe Trail, big 22. And she's rebounded the ball really well, and she's kind of had to move into that point guard role, so her assist numbers are up. Morgan Davis had 13 career high against Chapman, you know, led all scores, but we had four girls in double digits against Chapman. And then we had four girls in double digits versus Wabunsee, where Shawnaquah Price was our leading scorer there. So just overall, just getting a lot of big minutes. Samantha Nooner's given us a lot of defensive, you know, possessions back because just how well she rebounds. But also she's affecting a lot of shots right now. And then she's chipping in 6 to 8 points a game the last 3 to 4 games. So a lot of people to talk about.
Well,
getting a lot of stats from a lot of different people.
What it takes. I mean, obviously, if you have those kind of things happening, your win percentage goes up. I mean, good things going to happen. You have a little bit of extra time this week. No game last night, Tuesday. Just one game Friday this week against Mission Valley. So how are you approaching the kind of last chance to catch your breath here before your final non-league game now on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, we just have a little fun getting up and down, playing a little bit, but also some shooting competitions, you know, just getting, you know, just relaxing and letting the girls enjoy the game of basketball, you know, before the scouting reports and before the tedious stuff, you know. It's taking our time. We're going to install just a little bit of things and really just looking at what we might need to cut that isn't working, you know, through the first half of the season. Getting ready for our final push here.
Well, hopefully another win on Friday and a chance to really kind of build the girls' confidence and momentum heading back into the second time through the Big 7 League. Coach, best of luck on Friday night and getting back into Big 7 League play. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Justin.
Coach Boucher of the Royal Valley Girls will talk Panther Boys basketball after this.